Hey there, folks. My name is Mike Perna from Inroads Ministries, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Look, you know what? I can't keep that tone up today. Hey, Ryan, sorry for making more work for you, but can we just tone down the music a bit? Something to fit the mood a little better? Thank you, sir. Those of you who are regular listeners to the Daily Nerd Devo may have noticed that I went from being a fairly recurring character among the Devo chorus to virtually falling off the map. In case you came in during that break, hi, I'm Mike. I lead an incredibly nerdy ministry that is proudly a friend of the Nerd of Godcast, and I generally contend with Christina for the Who Can Make Ryan Question the Bounds of His Podcast Format Guidelines More award. My absence from the Daily Nerd Devo has been partly a simple issue of not having time to record, but it wasn't actually that simple. See, my wife was hospitalized due to some mental health issues for a solid 4 months, followed up by an additional hospitalization for 3 weeks not too long after that. I lost a dear friend who I met and grew close to by playing D&D together for roughly 10 years due to cancer. We had to put down our dog, who we rescued about 11 years ago. And those are just the highlights. That doesn't include all the myriad of hurts and challenges that branched off from all those events. I'll be honest to say that there were times when Ryan had asked me if I was up for doing a Devo for all of you, and I just said no. Still others where I was hopeful that I could make it happen, but either didn't have the energy or just couldn't get myself to sit and study through a passage of scripture, let alone get to my keyboard to type out a script. So Mike, I hear you saying, what are we doing here? Are you taking up precious minutes just to say, sorry, I've been away, let's catch up? No, friends, I'm here to bring up something that I have found pivotally important in my own healing and my own walk with God, and inviting you to do the same if you need it. Something that was not only commonly found in religious practice, but actually encouraged as an act of prayer moving us closer to God. However, in a lot of our churches and other spaces of expressions of faith, it's kind of fallen out of practice. Can we talk a moment about lament? I've seen a variety of brief definitions of what lament is and what it's supposed to accomplish, but one of them that I like best may be in a blog by a man named Mark, insert last name I can't possibly pronounce correctly, so I'll just say that it's the top result when you ask Google for the place of lament in the Bible, and I'll pass the link on for the show notes. He says lament is a prayer in pain that leads to trust. Those of us who are geeks of a certain age were given no shortage of moments that evoked that deep-seated sadness. We were there when Littlefoot's mom died and the kids started their journey for the Tree Stars. We saw Optimus Prime die in the Transformers movie. We can recount the emotional wreckage left after Artax gave in to the sadness and sank into the swamp. I'd name more, but I'm pretty sure I've already brought up some really painful memories in too many of us. Now, all of those stories do keep going after those moments. But what is also true is that those moments have long-lasting effects on those characters and those worlds. If you just run to the part where everyone's happy, you cheapen those moments like they weren't that big a deal. When we run to the happy ending, we forget that there was a story there that we were supposed to be a part of that would change us. Not only change us, but change us for the better if we let it sink in. Friends, if you are going through it right now, I just want to be the voice giving you permission to not only feel the sadness, anger, and hurt fully, but to bring all of it, even and especially the parts that look like snot running, ugly crying, while you're screaming to the heavens, to God. You aren't going to hurt him. In fact, you'll be amazed at how he might work just by showing you that he is there, present with you, in the midst of everything falling apart. Don't race to the good part where God triumphs and we skip down the road singing hallelujah, because God might be weaving a story together in you that you can only just start seeing in the middle of the pain. I'll leave you with this scripture, fittingly from Lamentations. Now, Lamentations is a book filled with grief, confusion, and tension, and pretty much none of it is tied into a neat little bow within its chapters. Yet in the middle of it all, we find this. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, I say to myself. The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love, for he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. There are plenty of times in my life and in the lives of others that I've asked God why he just doesn't take it away. But he doesn't always. And in those times, we can deny our pain and let it fester within us, or we can let it out and realize that God sits with those in the midst of their sorrows, and he is more than willing to speak with you while you are there with him. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Mike Perna for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, don't let people make you feel guilty about having feelings. Just bring them to God.